99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
So the Free Britney movement is not over, as Britney Spears' lawyer said that he expects her conservatorship to be terminated completely and inevitably this fall. So that is the latest. And then Netflix has released the full trailer for the Britney versus Spears documentary that's coming out on Netflix, which, again, kind of like paints the picture, or at least one side of the picture.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyer.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Britney is now talking a lot more. I mean, she, for years, didn't say a word.
Right,
and
well.
I think that's all coming out.
I was going to say, I think we know why. And doesn't that remind you a little bit in structure of Making a Murderer? Like, that that whole, like, kind of set up documentary style and the trailer there, it reminds me of the Netflix documentary from several years ago, Making a Murderer. But anyways, do you have a date on that? I don't have a date on when they're releasing that, Britney versus Spears on Netflix.
I think it's next week, isn't it?
Oh, okay. All right. Good deal. Good. Kelly K, what do you got?
So, I mean, this kid's name is kind of amazing. I mean, with a name like Boston Beck.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he? Don't you just think he's destined for greatness?
Sounds like a yes. Yes.
Like a reporter or, you know, a CEO or
Boston
something.
Boston Beck reporting live from the scene.
Exactly. Sure. Well, he's 13. He lives in Kansas, and he started a thriving side hustle growing and selling pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing this since he was 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, when he was 8, it was more like a hobby. But then it turned into a booming business, so much so that he needed a school bus to transport them from the patch to the front yard where he does the business.
I just thought it was something, like, fun to do, and just give us another hobby, and it turned out to be something big. This weekend, we about made $1,000 alone. We didn't think we were going to be making money, but then once we're starting to do that, it's like, what am I going to do with all this?
This 13-year-old has his sights set far beyond buying the newest video game. With his future in mind, he started a college fund.
You never know what's going to turn and what might go wrong, so he's got to have some backup plans and some backup money.
He's starting a college fund?
Yep.
Oh my God.
For himself. I mean, how many 13-year-olds are thinking that far ahead?
None.
Boston none. Beck is.
I'm Boston Beck. Look at that.
And he said, you know, he's gotten way more out of it, too. He's learned about life. He said, sometimes the smallest plant produces the biggest pumpkin. It's kind of fun to watch. I mean,
can't handle this kid.
I can't handle how smart he is either. His dream is to go to K-State and become a vet.
All right. Good for him.
Boston Beck. Veterinary doctor.
Reporting live.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to be a reporter. He's going to be a vet. But that, I mean, he's amazing.
Well, he could be reporting.
Tweeted out the story.
Okay.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. So there was this surgeon out of Michigan. He's kind of going viral on like TikTok because he's like dropping a bunch of like body hacks. And you're like, what is body hacks?
What do you mean body hacks?
Yeah, what do you mean body hacks? That sounds weird. I mean, like, he's suggesting things to help you if you maybe have hiccups or you've got brain freeze because you ate ice cream too fast. So this this is Dr. Yan.
Hiccups. To get rid of hiccups, put two fingers right in front of your wrist crease and press down while you hold your breath for a few seconds.
Okay. Put your fingers. What did he even say? I missed that.
Do, like, that again.
Yeah.
Hiccups. To get rid of hiccups, put two fingers right in front of your wrist crease and press down while you hold your breath for a few seconds.
Okay, so put your two fingers on your wrist crease, hold your breath, and that should cure hiccups. Okay.
Okay, well, I can't test that now because I don't currently have the
hiccups. Right.
And I'm a little afraid it's going to cause me to have hiccups if I do that.
All right, what about something else?
Oh, I just ate some ice cream and now I've got brain freeze.
I got brain freeze.
Really happened to me.
Really? You've never gotten brain freeze?
No, it's more of like a sting in the teeth, or sometimes, you know, sometimes they're a little sensitive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I'll get brain freeze, and I don't even have to eat ice cream that fast. It's just something cold. It will trigger just like that pain in your, almost like a headache, a sharp headache that lasts for a few seconds. All right, so Dr. Yan, body hack, what about brain freeze?
Try this. Press your tongue up to the roof of your mouth for several seconds. That will warm your soft palate and make your brain freeze go away.
Okay. I have heard about that. I have heard putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth to help with brain freeze.
Okay.
What about when you get a shot?
I'm supposed to get a shot, but I'm so nervous it's going to hurt.
I love this guy.
He's really capturing the emotions
right.
that people are going through
right
before they use the hack.
All right. So you got the sweats. You got the nerves. What if it's going to hurt when you get a shot?
I gotcha. When you're getting the shot, scratch the area right next to it. That's going to confuse your nerves and make it not hurt.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, that's genius.
Some hacks.
The other way.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
All right. All right. So there you go. So whether you've got hiccups, you put a couple fingers there on your wrist and hold your breath, brain freeze, tongue on the roof of the mouth, then scratch the area that you're going to get the shot before you get the shot, and then that will help with the pain.
The hiccups is the most useful to me because my daughter gets hiccups like all the time.
There you go.
So we'll try that next time.
All right, there you go. Dr. Yan with the body hacks.
I don't know if you should say it like that.
Body hacks on 99.7 DJX. All right, set in the bar stories.
There, don't do that stories. Just, you know, bad life choices as examples of things you should avoid.
Yeah, typically when police need to use a battering ram, that's probably not a great situation, right?
Not a good choice.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your head stuck in a railing, requiring police to free you using a battering ram, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that's embarrassing. Yep. Oh, no. What happened?
Yep. Oh, by the way, she's 3.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, that happens. That makes more sense. Like, I feel like it's worse if it's an adult, because they should know better.
Right.
But not a 3-year-old. I mean, that's part of exploring the world, right?
Sure. She got her head stuck between two bars of a railing at an apartment complex. Police had to come and use a battering ram to free her. But it wasn't really what you're picturing. They kind of wedged it between the two of the bars and then kind of turned it around to pry the bars apart. And then, you know, the little girl was amazed.
The police come and throw my head out with a big heavy tool.
She was...
She perfectly described what happened.
Yeah, she was amazed.
I'm just really glad that they were able to actually put us at so much ease, and my daughter especially. I mean, they were great with her.
Oh, wow. She is adorable, and I think she learned a valuable life lesson.
Yeah, and it was funny because the news even asked her, they're like, hey, so what do you want to be? Like, you know, when you grow up, and she's like, a silly witch for Halloween. So,
a silly witch, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Good choice.
Yeah, so again, this might be a niche setting the bar, which sometimes they are. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your head stuck in a railing, requiring police to come free you using a battering ram, you're doing okay.
Life lessons for our 3-year-olds listening out
there. 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories every hour. We do this at about 15 after each hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. What are you working on?
Really cool sportsmanship moment that I saw on SportsCenter. Look at me. Look at this sports stuff.
Stop
I mean, it was
it.
By accident. I'll be honest. Oh, okay. My husband found it, and I said, hey, send that to me because that's really good. I'm not just perusing SportsCenter.
I know.
I got to be full transparency.
I saw that in our prep, and I was like, hang on, SportsCenter? When does she ever look at SportsCenter? So, anyway.
Well, when my husband does, he says, hey, did you see that? And I'm like, oh, hey, send that to me.
Got it. Every hour, Care Heating and Cooling will bring you the feel-good stories. Kelly Kay, what you got for us?
So, SportsCenter had this, okay. And my husband saw it, because it's pretty amazing. Iowa High School wide receiver Mario Heffer stops to stretch his opponent's cramping leg last week.
Aww.
And he said, you know, I know how he felt. I'm not about to just leave him there. And a parent got this photo of them, and it's gone viral because it's a pretty amazing show of sportsmanship.
Yeah, it just kind of shows the injured player on his back laying on the field, and...
And Mario is stretching his leg out, and he plays for the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a really cool, like, moment of, you know, these kids being better human beings And it's, you know, more than just
a game.
Sports.
Yeah.
More than just a game. So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I would have been that good of a person when I played football and, you know, I saw an opposing player hurt. I was like, good.
Wow. Yeah. I was just going to say, oh, so I took the knee like everybody and like you're supposed to do. And you're like, good?
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was, you know, I like I said, this was a much better person than I was. So
one less guy to tackle me. All right, let's go.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Get up, you pansy.
All right. Well, yeah, no, I'm glad that this kid did that and not what you would have done.
Right. All right. Anyways, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So, she wants to know, I'm going to try to get Samantha on the phone, whether this is absolutely insane that what her husband is proposing, and needs to know if we can help with how she approaches this with her husband.
I'm a little uncomfortable because once again we're being thrust in the middle of a marital dispute.
Ah, we've been doing this for years. You should be used to it by now.
Still uncomfortable.
All right, that's coming up. Group therapy about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Be thinking about the last time you bought something absolutely extravagant that you and only you would get enjoyment out of. And if you're single, no big whoop, you know, no one to answer to. If you're married, that's a different thing because, you know, the whole sharing of finances and, you know, what's mine is yours, yours is mine.
Hopefully you're consulting each other if there are big purchases being mulled over.
Yeah, because I always am fascinated every holiday when the commercials go around of
the cars.
Ding dong. Yep. And then it's like the wife opens up and there's a big old Mercedes with a bow or a Lexus with a bow just sitting there. It's like, oh my gosh, you got me the matching one. And it's like, goes out and buys their spouse a car without consulting them first? Like,
listen, I know that happens, but I'm choosing to think there was lots of discussions that led to that point. So they know exactly what they're looking for.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's what I'm choosing to think.
So, Samantha, I'm going to get her on her phone, and she's all like...
The problem is, he's kind of, like, gone over the edge.
Yeah, talking about her husband.
Doesn't sound like she's on board with what he wants to buy.
Talking about an expensive purchase.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I'll give the phone number real quick, 502-571-9970. Kelly, what's group therapy?
Well, it's a safe place where you can bring an issue that maybe you don't feel comfortable talking to your family or friends, or you need some unbiased opinions.
Yeah, or your husband. Samantha, hey.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, how are you guys?
Pretty good. Thanks for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys kind of handle any problem. Do relationships, family, money, neighbors, dogs. But I bet you never had one about a putting green.
Okay, explain.
Well, my husband started golfing about a couple years ago, 2 years to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been kind of a nut for it ever since, which, you know, I think is great. The problem is he's kind of like gone over the edge to the point where he wants to put a putting green in our backyard.
Oh, like a full-on putting green?
A full-on putting green.
Oh, like, okay.
You know, most people want to put a pool in, and he wants to put in a putting green.
Okay, like how much does that, something like that cost?
So, yeah, the last time he looked into the prices, he realized like a 300-square-foot putting green actually costs about like $5,500.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the woman selling it to him told him that that's not even big enough for long putts. So he wants a 400-foot putting green in our backyard, and that's about $6,500.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, do you have the space? Do you have the money, I guess?
I mean, we can afford it, and, you know, that would be about the size of a pretty big swimming pool. But it's not even the money. Like, I'd rather spend it on something that we both can use and, like, enjoy.
Oh, right.
I don't know, like a trip, some home improvements,
like, you know, or a pool, like something that we can actually have fun with, you know, like what if in the 2 years he's done with golf? And then now we have a $6,500 dandelion patch in the backyard.
Valid, sure. Okay, so what do you want to know?
I'm basically just wondering if, you know, anyone else has agreed to let their partner buy something expensive like this. Like, you know, do they actually use it or did it end up being just a waste of money? Like, okay. I don't know. I need to know.
Okay, Samantha, thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this. We got a lot of people suggesting stuff and maybe, you know, if you hang out, we'll help you out here, okay?
Yes, please. I love your show, and I need some answers.
thank you, Samantha.
Oh, that's so sweet. I will tell you this. My husband would love that in our backyard.
Hey, can you?
He'd like, yeah, buy it.
You know, it's like, hey, what person is your husband talking to? And
he wants to be new best friends.
Right, exactly.
He'll come over all the time, but he also wants a pool too. So I get it. Now we've got a couple of comments on Facebook already that are completely on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. First off, Sarah said, "Oh heck no! It doesn't matter if you can afford it or not. It's just ridiculous. My parents and other family members have golfed all my life, and no one has their own putting green. I feel like that's a huge waste of money." Michelle said, "Listen, we have a ham radio tower in the backyard that spans 75 feet in the air for the whole neighborhood to see. That cost easily $6,500. It wasn't anything he had to get me to agree on, though. He's my husband. It's his hobby. I want him to enjoy himself, whether it's for the next 2 months or for the next 20 years.
Wow.
So she's on board.
Terry's, she didn't really say what he bought, rather what he lost. My ex-husband lost $9,000 in Vegas one weekend, so...
Oh,
that's buying some fun in Las Vegas, I guess.
Sure, that's it's buying memories.
All right, buying memories, right? All right, 502-571-9970. Help Samantha out. Group therapy. Samantha, she's got a husband who wants to put a $6,500 putting green in their backyard, and she's like, whoa, you're the only one who's going to get any sort of enjoyment out of this. I'm not.
Rolling her eyes hard at the idea.
Yes.
She'd rather have a pool or something. But now... I will say this, and people pointed that out, like, the cost of a pool versus a putting green, drastically different.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have
any. $70,000, $80,000, $90,000.
$70,000, $80,000?
Oh, yeah. They're super
expensive.
For a pool? If you're going in-ground, yeah. If you're going all the things, like, you know, everything around it, too, they're expensive. They're pricey.
Okay,
I just kill your spirit a little bit?
Yeah. Sorry, kids. No pool. Sorry.
But Shannon said, you know what? Get a better quote. I have a friend that has 9 holes of golf. It isn't that expensive.
Oh.
So that's encouraging.
Okay. Jennifer.
Hey, so my husband has a car hobby, which is a huge money suck.
Okay.
huge. But I want him to be happy. So anything that's, you know, any part over a certain amount of money that he wants to buy or, you know, tires or blah, 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 whatever, we have to have a conversation about it. And, I want him to be happy. So I think that, you know, if they talk about it and he wants his putting green and she wants him to be happy, maybe she should just do it.
Oh, just do it. YOLO.
Do it. YOLO. Kimberly kind of says the same thing on Facebook. She says, as much as a marriage should be about agreeing on things, it should also allow for people to do what they want if it doesn't hurt the other person.
Mm.
It's his hobby. You can afford it. I assume he contributes financially. It just happens that his hobby is something that you don't have any interest in, but he should be able to do things that he likes and you should be able to do the same. Which I think she's right. Otherwise, I think resentment grows if you don't allow your partner to, you know, enjoy their hobbies.
Again, it kind of comes back to communication, which I feel like 99% of the group therapies we talk about all involve communication. Debbie, your thoughts?
I would let him purchase the golf course or the green that he wants for the fact that, I mean, if that's something he loves, let him do it. I mean, we really only live once, can't take the money with us. And if that's a passion he has, let him do it. But at the same time, I mean, she should be able to spend the same amount on something she loves.
Oh, good point. Where it's like, okay, you can get the golfing green, the putting green there, but I want this.
Yes, and she mentioned home improvements. So, for instance, this year my husband had to buy a new transmission for his drag truck. I wanted a better working AC, so I purchased that, and it cost double what he spent. So yeah, it's okay.
But that's not as sexy as the drag racing, but yes.
It's not, but I'm living in the comfort of a well-heated and cooled house, yeah. And he's living his passion going down the drag strip.
All right. Well, Debbie, thank you.
Thank you.
And Bridget sent a text and said, you know, I saw this on the Kardashians once, which, you know what, really, we should be able to take any of life's moments and point to a moment on the Kardashians and
shut
say,
shut your face when you're talking to me about
what
that.
The Kardashians do?
What would the Kardashians do?
Anyways, Bridget said,
that's a mantra we need.
I saw this on the Kardashians once. Bruce wanted to put in a putting green. Chris said no, and we all know how that turned out.
Oh wow!
So maybe we should...
Cautionary tales.
So maybe we should just tell Samantha, look, let's let him live his life, and if it turns into a dandelion patch in 2 years, it turns into a dandelion patch in 2 years.
And then you reimagine it. And here's the thing. I'll also toss this out. So when my husband plays golf, he's gone for like 4 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your husband can just hop out the backyard and play a little golf. He's right there.
Do a little putt-putt.
Do a little putt-putt.
Do a little putt action in your backyard.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And putting's one of the hardest parts of the game. So,
I'll take your word on it.
He can really work on his game and then be amazing out on the golf course.
Okay. So, I think, Samantha, that's the avenue you should take is...
We're telling her to do it.
Yes.
Just do it.
Let your husband do it. But then maybe say, all right, do the golf course or do the putting green, but I want to look at this for me.
I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Oh, I would do that.
I feel like that is going to be something that she could hold over him for a while. We were talking recently about extravagant purchases your spouse made, and you know Samantha's deal with her husband and wanting to buy a $6,500 putting green for their backyard, which we all determined, you know what, go for it. So I thought it might be funny to find out from the rest of you some crazy expensive things that your partner has bought. Maybe without you knowing, maybe with you knowing, but some of the greatest examples, like Reese said, my husband spent about $2,000 between a pellet smoker and a griddle when I was out of town.
A lot of these things happen when someone's out of town.
Right. So what is, like, I know it's going to be different for everybody with when it comes to like expenses and things, but like I feel like there's a cutoff point where you've got to say, hey, heads up, I want to get this, it costs X number of dollars, or
yes.
whether you're just free to just, you know, purchase away. I would say
if it's going to be like over several hundred dollars, I feel like you need to be like giving them a heads up, right?
Yeah, I think so. I would say anything over $500, or is that even too much? I would feel weird dropping $400 on something and being like, yo, Elizabeth, look what I just got. What did that cost? Let's not worry about it. Right.
Yeah, don't worry your little head about it. It's amazing though.
Patrick said, do breast implants count?
Oh, wow.
I feel like, and a lot of people jumped on the comment underneath his post to say, you're benefiting from that too.
That's exactly. Congratulations.
I was going to say, that's not just a her purchase, right?
But I feel as though that's discussed beforehand, right? Like, that's not one of those things you just, like, leave for an afternoon and come back with new ones.
I don't know, but that would be a fun surprise where you're like, honey, I gotta run some errands. And then you come back.
I'm back. You look different.
Yeah, 6 hours later, it's like, huh, did you change your hair? Nope.
Nope.
You definitely
put my finger on it.
Can I put my finger on it?
Oh, my God. I feel like not for a while.
Are they tender?
Listen, I don't have personal knowledge of that, but from what I've heard, yeah, there's a recovery period.
Ted said, I bought my first boat with money I won from betting football. The ex was like, how do we own a boat? Don't worry about it.
It's fine, but then you have to have something to tow the boat, too. I mean, boats like have other things that you got to get with it.
I know. A lot of plumbers in the comment section where... wives of plumbers, where apparently plumbers buy a lot of tools that cost a lot of money, but you know, it's stuff for their work. So it's like, all right.
And several ham radios. There's a lot of ham radio people out there.
I know. People buying, like, ham radio towers. And it's like, all right. I guess.
That's cool.
I know. Hey, you know what? Fellow DJs, unite. All right.
I will tell you this, that my husband, somebody mentioned a Peloton. My husband informed me that we got a Peloton. Like, that was not a, hey, what do you think about getting that? That he was just like, hey, I bought us a Peloton.
Bought it. It's coming next week. Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
All right.
Dang it. Now he's going to expect me to use it. I don't like this conversation.
I was going to say, then there comes some expectations with that purchase for sure. So anyways, if you want to jump in on the thread, it's kind of funny there. At Ben and Kelly Show, just some crazy extravagant things that your partner has bought, maybe with or without your consent, and you can dive in at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. I just want to get a couple more of these extravagant purchases your spouse made with or without you knowing, because we got to get to Marley, who's on the phone, but hang on just a quick sec. Jamie texts in and says, you know, my husband does this all the time. Last one he bought, used amp on Facebook for like $800. Did I mention he only knows 6 chords on the guitar, but claims he's a collector? And then one time I sent him out with our daughter when she was like 4, and he took her to Toys R Us for a toy and ended up buying her a $500 Mini Cooper.
Oh my God.
Can't go wrong with the best. That's what he said.
Wow. Oh, Daddy Warbucks, I love it.
I know. So, all right. So, Marley, tell me about the text message that you received from your husband.
We ride motorcycles. He sent me a picture of a motorcycle, a really nice one. I was like, that's nice. You did that. No text back for 2 hours.
Oh, gosh.
And then he texts me back and says, it's ours. I get home and he's running down like all the beauty, like limited edition. This is a Harley limited edition. Da, 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 and I'm just seeing like price. I'm just seeing money ring up in my eyes.
Yeah.
So now we have a $36,000 bike.
Well, Marley, hopefully you get some enjoyment out of that Harley. 36. Like if I ever, like, I can't even imagine that.
I love how he came home and tried to sell it to her. Well, like, listen, it's got this and this and this and all the limited edition this and,
oh my God. Not on the same scale, but I know that I will like text a photo of, you know, something when I'm out to my wife, maybe like a pair of shoes or something that are like, hey, do you like this? And if she's like, yeah, those are neat, I'll be like, boom, green light.
Yep.
I'm allowed
to
buy it.
Even if she says it's okay.
Yeah. Right. It's mine. So there you go. All right. Hey, coming up next, it is Feel Good Stories. We do them every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly, what are you working on?
There is a bottle with a message in it that ended up being found like 95 years later.
Every day brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So boat captain Jennifer Dowker, she gives tours of shipwrecks in her glass bottom boat, which is kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
And she was cleaning the bottom of the boat when she came across this green glass bottle, had a note inside. And so she carefully had to remove the wet paper from the bottle. Like the cork was kind of decomposed. There was about halfway filled up with water. So she gingerly was pulling out the soaked paper.
Uh-huh.
And she noticed it was a note written in 1926.
Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan, and tell where it was found, November 1926. Can you believe it was in the water for 95 years? It's like I found a lost treasure.
Wow.
Yeah, so she put it up on social media just to see, like, hey, maybe I can find George's family. She did. She found his daughter.
Oh, get out!
Yeah, so she showed up, and she thinks that, you know, based on, you know, when it was November of 1926, and his birthday was on the 18th of November. She thinks that he tossed the bottle on his 18th birthday, and she brought a notebook that he wrote in while serving in World War II.
Uh-huh.
Just really, really cool that she gets to have, like, yet another memento from her dad.
That is neat.
Isn't that awesome?
That is wild. I mean, that...
I know.
...is old.
Yeah, 95 years it's been in the water. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
So we'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. It's also on our website. You can see the whole video at Ben and Kelly Show at WDJX.com.
Cool. Feel good every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Toot toot all aboard. The Throwback Thursday train going to launch here in just a sec. Brought to you by Drake's. So it's a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back to back. All right. So we always kind of like mash them together, throw them on the radio. It's always a train wreck. It's kind of fun. And your suggestions make up the playlist. Okay.
Okay.
So if they're bad, you only have yourself to blame. But if they're good, then pat yourself on the back for a great Throwback Thursday. All right.
So make them good.
Throw it back. On 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll kick it off with Jennifer, who's all like, "Body is ready for TBT this morning. I feel dynamite for these autumn temperatures. Hashtag bye bye boob sweat." Here we go.
Sometimes saying, "Hey, gotta let go. I wanna celebrate and live my life."
For bye bye boob sweat right there. 99.7.
We could have easily segued into bye 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 for that. You know we could have. We could have.
We could have. You know what? There's still an opportunity, you know?
Okay.
Throwback Thursday's young still here on 99.7 DJX.
Ashley wants to hear "I Know Jay, Let Me Love You Down." It's been a hot second since we played that.
It has. Wasn't there like a dance that went along with this several years ago?
See, I think this was before they were, like, making up the dances, like, for TikTok and stuff.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Sneaky banger.
That's right.
A sneaky banger.
There was a dance. And I know that this song's way older, but there was a dance, like, that was popular a couple years ago using this song where they were, like, you know, kind of the running man or whatever.
I really liked your almost attempt at dancing.
Thank you.
That was really precious.
Thank you. Emily's all like, "Any Crush" by David Archuleta. And I'm like, man, that is really slow.
Oh, wow.
That is really slow. But it
gets us in our feels, and then we can take a sharp left turn. Let's do it.
All right, I'll give you just just the tip of this, all right?
She says
she's stuck in some major traffic on I-64 West. Yeah, all right. David Archuleta, Throwback Thursday. What a precious, precious boy.
Power ballad. Still remember him wandering around aimlessly, getting lost in downtown Louisville when he was here for a show way back in the day. Oh, so precious.
He was just wandering 4th Street. We're like, "David, you okay, buddy? You need something? Can we help?" It's Throwback Thursday. Todd, we got you. This is a sharp left turn, I would say, right?
Oh, yeah.
House of Pain, Jump Around. Throwback Thursday.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Throwback Thursday. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back on DJX.
Nina just wants to wish Amy a happy birthday. She's missed her. She doesn't even need a specific song. She just wants to wish Amy a happy birthday, so that's cute.
No, that makes her job harder, but all right, great.
And Jesse doesn't need a song either.
Yeah.
Just needs that Fergie button.
Fergie.
All right. Well done. Sure. We'll do that.
Fergie.
Jennifer needs some old school Gwen Stefani. We got you. It's Throwback Thursday. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Yeah. Bunch of songs. Played back to back to back to back. All based on your requests. Jenny messages us and said, I heard the end of it when you played it the other day, but wondering if you could play that song from Ted Lasso.
The song from Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay, so the latest episode, one of the characters, Coach Beard, goes on this wild adventure.
It's just like a little sidetrack.
He just
has a crazy wild night, kind of like the Hangover movie.
And this
in one
is
little episode.
A song in the club he was in. It's about 10 years ago. DJX, Ribless Chrissy, which, Kelly, give them the history real quick on why we call her Ribless Chrissy.
When we first got a message from Ribless Chrissy, we learned that she had like a rib removed and she had it in a jar. And then fast forward, we ended up seeing the rib in the jar. She brought it to the station, and it was a sight to behold.
We love her. So anyways, Riblet Chrissy says, I need a pocket full of sunshine because the sun is finally out. All right, any excuse to play Natasha Bedingfield, we'll take it, okay?
Absolutely.
Throwback Thursday. I got a pocket full of sunshine. And now for something completely different. Throwback Thursday.
So Courtney sent us a message. Her son, Carter, has some favorites. So he loves to hear Candy by Aaron Carter, okay. Justin Bieber Baby, Gangnam Style, and A Baby.
Okay. All right. What a list.
That's the one we're going with.
All right. We're going to do a little Hurricane Chris. Because why? Because he needs us to play this song.
It's for Carter.
99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. The most awkward part of this entire adventure is when you're now a mom in a minivan dropping her kids off at school and you're grinding to this song that you danced on the bar at Club Louisville back in the day.
Yes, and now your kid wants to hear it. So Carter, high five. Love you.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Emily, we got your Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow, and if for no other reason to play...
Fergie. Gotta get that. Fergie. Gotta get that.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Megan and Malik. They're listening. So cute.
Oh, they're the Love ones. It. All right.
They're the ones. Finally we have two listeners.
Finally got an opportunity to meet them. That's great. Beth needed a transition. Usher. All right, so we'll knock a couple out here. We'll play some Justin Bieber and Usher. How about them apples? You are about a symphony. Good enough. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Courtney, who just sent us a video of her son Carter enjoying his jam on the radio. I love that. If you guys get video of yourselves, like hearing your request, send it to us. We want to see that too. It's so precious.
Yes. And Trina, I'm playing this because I get to say bitch on the radio. And it. She says, welcome back, Ben. Meredith Brooks, bitch. All right. Yes.
Oh, wow. That is so aggressive.
It's the song. I hate the world today. Wow. Throwback Thursday.
What we used to get away with on the radio.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Priya says, hi, I'm a listener. There. Can you please play Taylor Swift, our song? All right, well, you know,
the count is up to three.
We're up to three. Yay! Throwback Thursday. Old school T Swift on 99.7 DJX. Maya wants to hear Low by Flo Rida to get her day started. Wants us to play it. Wish her a great day. Of course.
Oh, so sweet, Maya.
Of course we can. Krista. Christia. Christia says, running late this morning to take my kids to school. First thought wasn't kids are going to be late. It was, I'm going to miss Throwback Thursday. Hashtag priorities.
Oh, there you go. Yes. That's right. Priorities indeed.
Got to have priorities. Get those apple bottom jeans on too. Throwback Thursday. She got a flow.
Oh, no.
Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. I love like getting the text messages. Yeah, great throwbacks. Can't believe I actually remember all the words. Yeah, you know, just takes you back to a time and place. Am I right?
Makes you feel some sort of way.
It does. Throwback Thursday. Ah, Jesse McCartney. Throwback Thursday.
So can we recap?
Okay.
Did we do Flo Rida?
We did.
Into Jesse McCartney?
Uh-huh.
And then are we going to go down the Creed lane?
Absolutely, Kelly.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, if we're doing power early 2000s rock, no one rocked harder than this group other than Nickelback. Throwback Thursday! Now, there's some rock for you on 99.7 EJX. And if we're going to play this, we might as well play it now. No, I'm not talking about Nickelback. Destiny tweets, all caps, Kryptonite by Three Doors Down!
Wow,
haven't heard that in a while either.
No, a hot second. Weren't we the station that played them the most in the entire country at one
point? Kelly, I don't know if I want to hold that badge or not. But you might
be
right.
You hold it high.
Throwback Thursday. Lots of walk around the world. Kryptonite, yeah. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Look at that. Goes so fast. Little train wreck of a show there for about a half an hour every Thursday morning.
Absolutely. Bernie and his wife are celebrating 16 years. They're hanging out with us. And then Beth throwing some shade. She said, my kid just said, you and Ben and Kelly just like this so much because it makes you not feel so old.
You know what? So what? That's right. That's right.
He's not wrong.
It's all good. All right, Throwback Thursday. We roll like this every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9. Brought to you by Drake's here on 99.7 DJX. Olivia Rodrigo, 99.7 DJX, kind of got her first experience doing a live show ever over the weekend. Like, keep in mind, you know, this is a Disney kid who releases a huge song in Driver's License during the pandemic, so there's no shows. And, you know, doesn't really get an opportunity to go out, you know, perform her songs and all that. So she finally got an opportunity to do that over the weekend and a fight broke out. So, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, and this is really awful because, you know, you see the footage on TikTok. It's a woman who was upset that a mom put her daughter on her shoulders because she couldn't see over the crowd. And this woman starts attacking her. And then you see the daughter, like, getting really upset, obviously, because someone's, like, throwing punches at her mom.
Yeah,
let's just
good.
Be better humans when we're in a crowd situation. It's just awful. I feel so bad for the daughter.
Yeah, if you want to see the video or the report about it, you can. WDJX.com, I got it up there. By the way, setting the bar stories, these are always interesting stories that we deliver to you gently every single day.
They're little life lessons.
Sure.
Masked in some comedy based on someone's bad life choices.
Okay. So this is one of those classic examples of that doesn't go there. Okay.
I cringe because it typically on this show involves a certain area of the body.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking nicotine pouches, you know, those little like pouches of nicotine that people sometimes put in their lip.
Oh, pouches. I was thinking, I know patches. I don't know the pouches.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking nicotine pouches in your butt, you're doing okay.
I think as a general rule, sticking anything there is probably not a great idea.
So,
unless you're a doctor having an exam.
This is a thing in Denmark where officials have had to actually issue warnings for teenagers to quit.
Oh,
so,
come on now.
I got to imagine it's born out of the fact that, you know, nicotine pouches, probably not something that is good in Denmark or illegal for teenagers in Denmark, much less, you know, the United States.
Is this like a more potent way?
Well, and so
to get the nicotine
instead of putting it in your mouth, which again, nicotine pouches cause gum disease, gum damage,
tooth decay, yeah,
all that stuff. Sure. They stick it where the sun don't shine, so maybe, you know, parents and other people don't know that they have them.
Oh, my kids better never.
Well, we're using this as an opportunity for, you know, not as an idea of, oh, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, no,
I
think I don't tell them this because I don't want it to be like, oh, hey, that sounds fun. I don't, like, again, I have better faith in my kids and their friends, but you're right. This needs to be a cautionary tale.
So yeah, again, I don't know if dipping is your thing or whatever, but if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking the nicotine pouches in your rear, you're doing okay.
That's a really solid piece of advice that I will never tell my children.
Okay. So group therapy, we're talking about kind of extravagant purchases and whether or not you tell your partner whether or not you're going to make a big purchase or whether you've had a big purchase made without your consent or knowledge and, you know, what it was. And I'll tell you, some of the responses were pretty fantastic.
For us, not for them.
You're right. For radio, it's great.
Yeah.
So like Heidi says, no discussion, no heads up, no nothing.
Oh, no.
$20,000 on a car.
Oh, yeah. Typically, you say, hey, honey, I was thinking of getting a car. Like, maybe, just a little heads up. Maybe.
I was going to say, that doesn't seem like a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, that's not something where you're driving by going, you know what? I just really want a car. And you just pull into the dealer and you're like, hey, what about that one? They're like, $20,000.
That said, true story, we went to go kind of look at a car at the car dealership. And while they were driving my husband's car to kind of assess it for trade-in value, it died. So we were like, guess we're buying a car today.
Oh, my gosh. The dealer's like, yes, indeedy.
Yeah. Oh, they were generous at giving us still $1,000 for the car that no longer operated.
Oh, yay. Good for them.
Yay. Wasn't that nice?
Fantastic.
What a bonus.
So, yeah, if you want to see some of the fun responses, you can, and then go back and listen to our conversation with Samantha, which is where this all kind of stemmed from. WDJX.com, click listen. All right, tomorrow we bring back You Laugh, You Lose. So that'll be fun, right about 7:45, group therapy and all that tomorrow. You got anything else, Kelly?
If you find a Facebook fight theater, a lot of people were just like, you guys need to bring that back and do that more. If you find one, send screenshots. We would love to entertain. Like, we need to find a lot of fun, less nasty. But if you come across those, message us.
We would
love to do that on a little bit more regular basis.
All right, cool.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.